So the last thought I'd like to finish my particular offering is that when someone asked about the, you know, continuing from this very precious teaching, way of life, to continue that in lay life, and for me definitely it's had an application. I realize in my life in South Africa, it's not a very easy place to be. It sounds a bit like the northeast of Thailand, where we are actually. It's very rural and very very extreme weather patterns, very poor. A lot of perhaps something that northeast Thailand doesn't have. It has a lot of violence. We don't have wild tigers in forests, but we have lots of hijackings and murders, and so it feels a bit like living in a wild place. So. We draw a lot from the things that we learnt in the monastery, and I think a lot. I realise when we talk to people and share what we've learnt, we find ourselves again and again talking about Ajahn Chah and thinking about him and how he practiced, and the monks and nuns and the way of life, and you know, so it does inspire and nourish us. And so I think one of the things, I don't know, I sometimes wonder what it would have been if Ajahn Chah had actually been around longer. Through this transition of this ancient and wonderful tradition into the West, what would have been, well, how you would have responded to issues like feminism and Buddhism or democracy, and you know, not such a strong emphasis on hierarchy, or engaged Buddhism or interfaith, or all the different issues, materialism that we've had to meet and negotiate and respond to. And I realize I don't really know. I don't know. But I think one of the two qualities that I think one would have really been communicated from him, if one had gone, that's what I feel, if one had gone and sat with him, sat at his feet and said, well, this is an issue, or this is a struggle, this is a problem. I think he would have, I really feel that he would have given one a sense of whatever the difficulty is, you can succeed. You can, you know, you can overcome that. You can work with it. You can learn to be wise and compassionate. And I also feel that he would give the feeling of everything being, even though however difficult it is, everything being okay, taking one to a place where in his presence there's a sense of okayness, a sense of peacefulness, a sense of, perspective that allows a sense of inner space and inner freedom. So, yeah, I think that's what I'd like to share for now. Thank you.